Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We were inspired or just felt the impulse to throw up a show this afternoon and spend some time with all of you on a Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us, all of you Facebookers on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and also our blog talkers who are coming to us from around the world, and we are so happy to have you. I want to remind everyone that we are using ordinary playing cards, as I'm holding them up right now, for our Facebook watchers. Yeah, this method requires just an ordinary deck of playing cards. So it's important to remember that we must, you know, make sure that everybody is aware. This is not tarot reading. This is not oracle card reading, although you're going to get one from Jim after your, you know, reading from me. And any of the other systems, this is the only one that I have studied and practiced for, well, 32 years. Yeah, I started when I was about 8. No, I'm kidding. So I also want you to be aware that I will use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers and those on Facebook, should we have a space during our calls where we turn to them, for them to be part of our reading show, okay? So it's simply what I prefer. Others do it their way. This is my way. It gives me a chance to really get a look at the landscape of your life, the playing field, you know, kind of the whole enchilada, yeah. And with that said, I'm going to turn you over to our good friend here, Jimbo.
All right, thank you. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind everybody out there listening and watching and both, or both, we have both, believe it or not. If you are international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs. And we got a couple right off the bat here. We got Terry Sue, the UK, as well as Suzanne, who's in the land of the Scots specifically. Right, and anytime anybody else shows up, we'll definitely make sure we give you live shout-outs, and they will come, or shall be. 515-602-9676, that's a number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. There's folks listening. I called in just to check. Everything's great. You hear nothing, no silence, complete silence is bad. Hang up, call back. It happens. Usually the calling right back fixes everything for you. Cell phone, computer thing. Cell phone, computer thing, and then mentioned once, Facebookers, if we find time for you, we'll work you in, but you got to wait for specific instructions from us. So just try to, there's no cue to call in and get in, so you can't messenger in early, doesn't work that way. We can't guarantee anything, but, well, we can guarantee if the calls decline, we will get you in. Regardless of how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps, reminds you of angels playing harps. Well, that's a true statement in this case tonight, because that means, first of all, it has nothing to do with angels and harps, that your reading with Deborah has come to a conclusion. It's over. Let it end, please. Don't. It's other, we do other shows, and you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, psychiclovedoctor.com. If you go to that webpage, you can arrange for a private reading, and that is your time block, whatever you arrange. So. But otherwise, when you hear the harp, let it end so we can get other folks in. But before you depart, which is why I have the harp and the angel little symbolism here, is I will be giving you a single card, and it is an angel card. These cards really have no name. there are the original ones we started using. They will be a message from an archangel. There's all different ones in here, so that's kind of cool. So that's what's going to go up down tonight for you folks when we play the harps and say, we've got to move on. Just stand by for your angel card reading before we move on to the next person.
I think there was something like guiding light of angels.
That might make sense because it does have a big light there and stuff. That might be it.
Yeah,
that's cool. They're good cards. I mean, they were. I mean, you can see they've got some miles on them, but they're pretty high quality made. So they'll last for years and years and years. Years and years and years they shall last. Alrighty then, let's see here. It's National Love Your Red Hair Day, Deb, for the redheads out there.
Well,
National Redhead Day, Love Your Red Hair.
They are saying whether you are. Or a natural redhead.
You didn't say that at all.
Or a bottle redhead.
You didn't say that.
Yeah.
National Chinese Takeout Day. It's always good stuff. And it is Gunpowder Day. Gotta love gunpowder. I love it. All right.
Now that's funny.
Yes, indeed. Okay, and Daylight Saving Day. I don't know they called that today. I guess technically it did occur on the 5th. 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock it went back for us. So it was actually today, very early this morning. So.
Yes, Terry Sue Patel. She had the...
Yeah, we can't do that, though, like this. I can't just sit here and not talk.
No, she's going to tell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to wait? It's like, so we don't do the type question thing. But what we do is phone calls, and we're going to the first caller. And that is area code 330 in Ohio. 330, your caller number one.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. To whom are we speaking? Hello?
Leslie from Mississippi.
Leslie, good to have you with us. How are you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Doing great, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes. So do you go home for Thanksgiving or what do? You stay there.
Well, I'm pretty much leaning towards going home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Leaning, so you haven't made any definitive plans, I guess that means.
Right.
And where is home?
We're
Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Ohio.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
So, tell me what's on your mind? What brings you to the show this evening?
Doesn't I know what my potential love life could be towards the end of this year and the start of next year?
Is there somebody,
do you have any forerunners, candidates, anybody in the hot seat?
No.
Negative. Her plate is empty. The plate is empty, which is, you have to have room on your plate for that good dish to come, so it's okay to have an empty plate. Nothing wrong with that, right?
That's right. And
no.
You should look at it this way. When we have these periods, it's that they're actually allowing, or I mean, preventing us from, you know, getting into a disastrous relationship that will only break our hearts. So there is a good aspect to that.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I, if you're busy, if you're a social butterfly and you're running around, there's a good chance you might miss a really good thing that comes along.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
look at the positive of this. Lack thereof right now.
You also get the opportunity to prepare yourself for that one that's coming. So we're going to take a look.
Cards are going down.
And you have somebody else to welcome. Bird.
Yes, I do now indeed. Virgil, welcome. International shout out. Virgil's also in the UK. Welcome. All right, he's talking about Cho. I don't know if that's just throwing it out there.
Oh,
or if Cho is in the house. I don't know.
He's pulling our
name. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying he used the name in general. Usually he doesn't throw Cho's name out there unless he's in the house.
Yes.
So maybe he's out there. We'll see if he speaks
He's somewhere up. Out there.
Well, so, I mean, you know, obviously, viewing us live on Facebook. I don't know. Otherwise, you're wasting the comment. Poor Cho
would
be there.
Leslie, I'm laying out your cards.
Cards are going down. Alrighty.
You know, when I was growing up, I always envied people with that name of Leslie or Leslie because my name seems so dull.
Every kid hates
Debbie,
their name.
Debbie, Deborah,
There's
Deb.
There's a certain point where every kid kind of hates their name.
And the truth is I'm actually Deborah, but my parents didn't really.
Nobody pronounces it that way.
No.
Nobody in this country, at least. I mean, I'm sure elsewhere they do.
But it sounds so mysterious and kind of sultry. Deborah, yeah.
Okay, well, all right. Then just pretend that's how you say it, so you can not hate it.
Yes, I do believe that the holiday season is holding a great amount of potential to bring somebody new to you as a strong future partner, okay? In fact, I wouldn't be surprised it happens when you return to Ohio for Thanksgiving. Because I'm seeing, you know, what is it, Shakespeare who said, parting is sweet, such sweet.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yeah, and that's what I see
was
here.
Was that from Romeo and Juliet, maybe?
You always ask that. Maybe it is.
Okay. All right, but anyway, who cares? Go ahead.
I just want to mention to you that you will return to where you're at with kind of a heavy heart. But I think this is going to work out. More and more long-distance relationships are adapting and evolving in terms of having the internet.
Yes, it is from that.
You've got Snapchat, FaceTime, video chat. I mean, my gosh, back in my day, we practically had only the Pony Express. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I really think, yes, and I think that you are going to actually find yourself in the throes of true love.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Yes.
Welcome.
And this is under Sure to Come True, which is my favorite designation of the reading layout. And man, oh man, this is love, happiness, fulfillment, and a relationship that, as far as I can tell, as I'm visualizing it, it simply goes off into the distance. And there's no end to it. So I like it. I like it a lot. Yes.
Long time.
Yes. So be expectant. I mean, if you were a female, I'd say visualize yourself being pregnant. You know, I mean, if you were a pregnant woman, you know what I'm saying.
If that was on your radar scope.
Yeah. Otherwise, just think expectantly that my true love is coming.
Coming hard, coming fast.
Coming around the moon.
Watch you come. All right, stand by. Here is your single angel card reading. That is from who else? Archangel Michael. The subject is you are safe. Michael says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Love that.
He's on watch.
Yes.
All right.
Take care, hon. Call us again.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely call us again. You don't have to be such a stranger. But
yes.
We understand, you know, life gets busy. Life is life sometimes. You don't get to do
that
anything
is
you want.
Right.
Well, we wish the best of luck to you.
Yes, and travel safely.
Yes.
All right, hon.
Yes,
we'll
thank
talk
you.
To you. You bet. Speaking of which.
Well, what are we witching?
We went out to lunch today with, remember my son Kyle? He was supposed to join us this evening for the show. But I think he had other things to do.
He said his papa-san might have wanted
to
do something.
And what I was going to mention here is that air travel is all booked up. Even if they tried, the other son, Josh, he was trying to get a ticket for 2 months simply to go from here to Harrisburg, Virginia.
It wasn't that it was booked up. All the prices that you didn't need to be rich for were booked up. He could have got tickets if he'd have wanted to drop an ass ton of money. He said he just couldn't. He wasn't going to pay that money that was available. It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was like over $1,000 just to go to PA.
Yeah, and it's not even that. It's like 6 hours.
Well over PA. Well, it depends on where in PA, because it is kind of a bigger one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So I just wanted to mention that. I guess they're looking up. If you plan to go somewhere. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, folks. We have another caller. That's the deal. No, I have no great news or anything. The other caller is area code 203. 203 is in the state of Connecticut. Welcome, 203. Welcome.
Or are you in Connecticut?
Where are you, right?
No, I'm in Georgia.
So how are
Michelle
you doing?
Here.
Yeah, Michelle.
What up, dog?
Yeah, I had two dates with him. I went out yesterday, and it was a really amazing date. You know, we basically stayed at this downtown area and just went to one place after another, and it was like an eight-hour date. And then today we hung out at the mall, did some shopping, which was really nice, fun.
So did you have him stay, you know, did he stay over?
Oh, no. He actually has a son who lives in the area. So.
Oh, how convenient. I mean, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So you like him, do you?
You know, I like him. It's hard to, you know, be like, overwhelmingly attracted to somebody at this age, you know, but I really like him, and he's really super comfortable to be with, so.
Well, what about
we
statement
really
at this age? What does that
just,
mean, at this age? I mean, that is it because you feel that you're too old, or you feel that other person's too old, or you feel you're both sitting in rockers swinging your canes at each other? I mean, what is that?
I think my hormones aren't what they used to be. That's all I'm saying. Just.
Well, you know how you make a hormone, right, Deb? You don't pair.
So, did he kiss you?
Yeah.
Well, the kiss tells everything.
Unless it's one of those super innocent, I don't want to cross the line kiss.
Or if he's a sloppy kisser.
Well, I'm just saying in general, if it's just a little, I don't want to seem too forward, peck the obligatory ones.
We women judge you men by your kisses.
I don't give two shits what you
kiss yeah,
on anyway.
Yeah, you know, it didn't really resonate with me.
It didn't.
It just, no, it didn't. It didn't.
Well, at any age, male or female, you should still have a thriving libido. But sometimes you have to kickstart it a little bit, you know.
So pop yourself a roofie.
Or you might have to look at your medications. Now, I have a lady doctor that is often, over the years, I've known her probably 20 years now, and she's often had to go over different supplements that you could take. And one of them was, believe it or not, this is the name of it, horny goat weed, I think it is.
Right. I've heard of that, yeah. Does that work?
I hear different people have different opinions on it.
Well, it didn't work for me.
Yeah, you know, a lot of any medication doesn't work for everybody. You don't know.
But if you're taking like blood pressure medicine, cholesterol, I mean, you start adding in a heart medication, you know, a lot of men have difficulty where they have to go get the blue pill. And my only negative on the blue pill is, when is it ever going to end? I mean, these guys are like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps going
going.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't show that commercial anymore.
I know.
They start showing battery commercials around Christmas because of all the toys.
Because
women recharge their vibrators. They don't even need batteries anymore. They just plug them in and recharge them nowadays. I think they've moved on.
Did you get a
USB?
Did you get a pitter patter from him, or does he feel just like a friend?
Well, I'm just, you know, so happy to be with somebody that is easy to be with and very comfortable. You know, it feels like a friendship, but you know, I almost don't think there is anything like a friendship anymore. You know, because people want more from you, and you just end up disappointing them. So,
well,
I don't know.
You know, that is the thing. Friends with benefits. And I think men want the benefits. Well,
I would like to act
that way, you know?
Yeah, that's right, because every one of you women's raped that has a kid. Because you don't like sex. None of them ever do.
Listen, the breeding years are when you're hot to trot. Later on, you sort of disconnect from that.
Yeah.
That's why you see freaking old gray-haired dudes in Corvettes running around with 20-some-year-old chicks.
Oh, but
because they're not disconnected.
And everybody's laughing.
Well, you know who's not laughing? That guy's happier than shit. So you can laugh at him.
So tell me, Michelle, what would you like to know in your reading?
I don't know. I don't really want to ask about him.
Okay.
It's your reading. You decide.
How are the interviews going?
Yeah. I don't know. So far, I just have this one job. I had an interview on Friday, and it was, they just thought, I was a software engineer, and I'm not. It was like the 3-minute interview, 2 minutes. Never mind.
Well, you know what? Why waste time, you know, except that you did go all the trouble to do it. Was it just on the phone type interview or Zoom or something?
Oh, yeah. That was fine. I mean, whoever was trying to represent me to the company just didn't represent me properly.
Shame on them. They should be chastised.
But you're in things that are something that is your thing.
Shame on that person, but, you know.
So, I mean, so I've got this part-time job that's a little scary, honestly. It's very, you know,
okay.
I don't know if I'm up for
are
it, but let's ask about that.
Isn't that a part-time job? Are you going to start it?
I did start it, yeah.
Oh, you did? That's right. What do you feel?
I just feel a little worried, you know. I don't know.
Well, would you like something better to come along?
I was quite happy in my last job, you know, doing what I did. I did it super well, and it was no worries, no problems, only because my work was easy for me. It's exactly what I like to do best, and I do it really well. And not everybody does it well. I do it really well, this little thing. I don't know but how it's going to turn out.
One never knows. Well, I'm kind of sounding silly, but that is true. That's why the cards are good, because we don't know.
Well, the cards.
Yeah, It could turn out. I mean, I could deliver. You know,
sure.
I think you're going to be there for a bit until something really enticing comes along that you get offered. So, you are appreciated there. So that's a good thing. And there's more men that are going to be coming into your life. You'll have more of a selection to pick from. All in all, your cards are very good. I don't see anything that to indicate a big setback or, you know, something negative on the horizon. As a matter of fact, actually looks very good. And you know, you're a smart lady, because your cards here indicate you do possess the ability to love completely and to have a very satisfying intimate life.
Satisfying.
But it's good that you take your time. A lot of women feel a sense of desperation, and it's almost like that moment they're going out with a life.
You're in a sinking ship.
Yeah,
and
they want to reach out and just grab it.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to grab the first life preserver that comes along. I'm not going to wait because I'm sinking. Not a good thing. Just reach out and grab the first thing that comes along. Odds are it's not going to be a good thing.
Right.
That'd be like winning the lottery luck.
Yeah, and you got to get used to their traits and their personality.
Well, and you have to get through all the initial, I'm putting on a show, first few times you meet somebody, because everybody's on their best behavior.
Like,
everybody's auditioning for a job.
They are. Exactly.
Well, that's just life. I mean, that's just the way, that's the way you're brought up a lot of times. And then you look at it the other way, too. Like, all right, I go to meet somebody, and that person is, like, wearing a T-shirt, and they're like, hey, this is who I am. So, you're like, well, then you didn't think about me enough to try to impress me. Then now you've killed it just trying to be too much of yourself. So it is tough to...
Yeah.
So you got to put on a little bit of a first, best foot. You got to act like you care about the first impression a little bit, at least.
I've found that people can't even sustain that for a half an hour, much less a whole date. And for 2 days straight, this guy was just kind of perfection with that. He was just, he was a real prince, you know. He really was. He really was.
But if he isn't tripping, you're triggered. You know, Prince Harry at your door, and you go, oh, well, so, you know. Yeah. What do
you got? All right, Sam, here's your angel card reading. Your subject is clairaudience, and it's from Archangel Zadkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Zadkiel, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. So the guidance is either in your mind or other people are actually giving you guidance. Just notice it. Just, you have to take heed to it, but notice it. You can decide what guidance is right for you or not, but you must notice
it.
I'll
just keep seeing him and see what happens. You know, maybe something will...
That's how it goes. Yep.
You keep this in your pocket.
Don't have great expectations.
If he starts to get a little too frisky, what I used to say is, hey, listen, I'm not going to start what I'm not going to finish. So basically saying, not tonight. Not tonight. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you.
My bell. All right. What's up? Thank
Take
you,
care, man. Hon.
All right. Shall we keep on trucking?
Keep on the trucking.
520. Oli.
Welcome back.
Bring it on, girl.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I haven't talked to him at all today. I just went out and did my own thing. My girlfriend yesterday, I contacted. My girlfriend had asked me to go and join them, and it sounded like a big old fun party that they were going to the other night when he was sitting down to my table for dinner. And I thought, oh, man, I would rather have gone with my girlfriend than to have done the dinner. But so anyway, I contacted her yesterday after that whole going back and forth baloney. And I said, you know, I want to cash in my rain check, you know. And so she gave me a list of places that she was going to hopefully meet up, but she wasn't able to because she has all these, she's a freelance worker. So she's out there, got her own gigs, and she was planning on coming to join me. I was out there by myself. I had a great time.
Wunderbar.
Yeah. So he had his door open when I came home, and I was in and out. And you know what? I was exhausted, really. I just wanted to collapse into bed today. But then I thought, no, I got to go do this. I got to get it out of my system otherwise. And it was just incredible, much fun. And I woke up in time for your show. And with all this time zone changing the clocks kind of thing. Boy, that's really screwed up. Well, I'm
I know.
Not the only
one. Yeah.
No, you're not.
You know what? Do it on weekends. I learned this along, you know.
I could fathom a guess.
Because they don't want you to be late for work.
Yeah, it's a workforce-related thing. I know when I was in the Navy, they would, when we were crossing time zones, they would transition them at like on the 10 to 12 time frame watch. They'd always do it then in the middle of the night because it messed with the least amount of people. And for us that were on watch, and guys that were down in the engine room, That was the only watch that was 4 hours long, so you just picked up an extra hour. And then if it was the other way, setting the clocks ahead, then the next watch at 2 to 7, it would shorten, so you don't have to do 4 hours. But anyway, the orchestrator.
No, I love hearing it.
Across time zone, you know, when you're sailing from the United States into the Mediterranean, you're going through quite a few time zones.
Lisa, you had to change your time zones, didn't you? I mean, not time zones. You're
not Arizona.
Not in Arizona.
Yeah, certain states don't play ball.
Oh, my God. So
yep.
Right now.
Yeah, we don't play ball.
Stupid thing to do.
It's already dark, and it's dark 0:30 right now, and I wanted to ride my bike, and I had this long nap. So anyway. I have to get up early.
Except for Rachel
in
Australia. Her days are getting longer.
Yeah.
Did you lose something?
No. I know you saw it.
No, are you looking down your shirt?
Oh, my God, yes, he gave me a...
You're going to sit here and smile.
I was just wondering what the cards were going to pick up.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend invited me to Thanksgiving dinner, and I have to go pick up my grandson, and so... We're going to go. And then I was telling my sister about it because this girlfriend is so artistic and she's wild in a really good way. I mean, she's so talented and she's so, oh my God. So I think it's going to be a fun, fantastic Thanksgiving dinner. And I do not, you know, she said my grandson, of course, is welcome. We are a package deal, but I'm not inviting anyone else, mainly, you know, who. I mean, I think this will be... Did the cards pick up Deb?
Yeah, did you guys eat together last night?
Last night? No, because he was doing something weird, and I told him, you know, he's difficult. I said, you're very difficult. And I told him that the other day. And I said, his totem... I already told you this. You know, he's a bear and a rattlesnake. I said, I wake up in the morning, I don't know what the rattlesnake's going to bring, what kind of day it's going to be. I don't know if I'm going to get struck by the rattlesnake, you know, emotionally, or I said, it's like being friends with a rattlesnake. It's so unpredictable. And then yesterday he was going back and forth, and he's pulled this crap on me before. And then we go back and forth, and then he told me later, I called him later, and I was out of gone to a little short trip to go check something out that I had invited him to. But anyway, I called him to check something out, and he's yelling at me. He says, I sit in here and watch these four walls, and I have no one to talk to except for you. And I just said, I'm sorry. He says, stop saying sorry. And I said, well, what do I say? And he said, well, don't say anything. And I said, well, I'll talk to you later. I said it very calmly. I haven't talked to him. You know, he had his door open. I thought, you know, this is going to be me. I'm just doing me. I'm doing me, 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 me.
Very good idea. Because it seems like what I'm getting here, it's like your relationship is a seesaw. Or some people call them teeter-totters. You know, and it's like one person ends up on the lower, you know, but it's like when he goes to put you down, remember how somebody would just like let you hit your bottom on the playground concrete, the pavement, damn, that would hurt. And he strikes me like with what he says, how he acts, but I got to tell you this. Okay. Things were getting closer to the two of you meshing better. But, that's a big but now, and what's happening is because the two of you have such a hard time being in balance, you know, like if the seesaw was equal on both sides, that he is starting to see things that he, oh God, how do I word this? Because I know you jump on every word I say. So I want to make sure.
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't listening, so now you can say anything you want. But now I'm going to listen and get ready to jump. I'm ready to jump.
Okay,
you know what? I haven't heard a damn thing she said. But this sounds like
this is going to be
Oh, here, look, are you getting ready to make a bunch of excuses for somebody?
No, I'm going to say that.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were going
to
do.
He's starting to see things, or he may be imagining aspects of your relationship with him as resembling the relationship he had with that other woman years ago. And,
you know, Deb, well, this is the thing. You know, like, we make plans, and I tell him when he's going home at night, you know, I said, okay, because this thing had been going on for 3 weeks. He said, you know, the junk store, you know, did you want to come with me? I said, yeah, I'd like to go. And then he mentioned it a few days later, and I said, yeah, I'd like to go. And his brain works in a weird way, and I've told him this. He smokes a lot of pot. And I've had other friends in the past, recent past, that smoke a lot of pot. And these people are heads of agencies, and they'll say, oh, you know, I'm having trouble with my memory. And I told him that. I said, do you forget? But then he remembers stuff like I can't believe how he'll remember something. And I've told him this. You know, some of these things that you remember, just they – like I'm having whiplash in a carnival ride. I can't believe he remembers some of this stuff. But some other stuff. So anyway, we go back, and he does stuff, and then, like, you know, canceling on me that one day. And then he made it up. You know, he said, okay, Wednesday we're going to do this. He took full charge, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. I don't know. It's just, and so yesterday it was like that. He said, well, I was waiting for you to call me. I said, no, you said you were going to come home after Farmer's Market, and then we were going. He said, I didn't want to bother you. And I said, last night when you go home, I said, we'll go to the junk store when you come home from Farmer's Market. And then he said, well, I was waiting for you to call me. I said, no. And anyway, it was back and forth. Finally, I just said, you know, and it was closed. It was already closed. So then I said to him, okay, I need to go to the mountain and reflect. I'm calling.
It sounds like a Busch beer commercial. Yeah, head to the mountain.
I was too exhausted, and I did not go to the mountain. I went out of town to look at this other place that I had invited him to. I just, my work schedule is, I hope to catch up on my rest. I mean, today I fell into the chair, and I just didn't wake up. I'm sound asleep, but I'm tired, and I don't want to go back and forth on this stuff.
Well, you know, this may be the entire nature of your relationship. Up, down, sideways, you know. I think that it could get very tedious and tiring.
Well, and I told him, you know, at dinner the other night, I said, when I was at the university, we were advised, this is where I learned this little thing, and I know it's global, everybody uses it, that if we were talking to someone like a superior, and I told him, you're not my superior, by the way, but when you're talking to a superior at university, and then you would go back to your desk, in case that superior said, I don't remember you saying that, or you never said that to me, you would send them an email recapping what you had said. I told him, I said, I'm going to start doing that with you. I'm going to put it in text form and when we make plans.
Yeah.
So you can search in the text.
Sure. You know, you can email to text and text to email. You know, I've done it with you at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phone number and then plus whatever. There's a certain code you put at like T-Mobile.net or something, and my email from work will go to you as a text. So you can email a text to somebody, and then you can – that the advantage of that is you can sit at a keyboard and go, you can type. It's great.
I was so free today. It was unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to be by myself all the time, but, oh, man, I was having the time of my life today. I went from one place where there was a bunch of people and music, and then I went to a bar after that, and my friend who owns the bar – we go back, and the people I'm getting to know. You know, I walk in, pony up to the bar and order some, you got to order something. So I ordered, and I'm a home cook. I don't like to order food. None of us like the food there, but I love my friend. And so I ordered some french fries and water. And, you know, my friends were there. I looked around, and there were friends there. One guy that I've known forever and a day, you know, he's a retired professor. He's on the way out. He's going to die any minute. And the music was so much
fun. Oh, that's always nice. That's always nice to know. I am retired. I'm a professor. I'm retired. I shall die any minute.
He's got one foot in the grave, and the other's on a banana peel.
Yeah.
I am retired before I died.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know, he used to be Casanova here, you know, years ago. But now he's pretty bad. So, anyway, it was fun. And I didn't have to look over my shoulder to see what was up with this or what was up with that. It was just fun. Then I came home and fell into bed, into my chair.
Well,
my girlfriend was sorry she couldn't make it.
Well, Lisa, I really think, though, it wouldn't hurt to maybe, well, I don't know, because you guys seem to be adapting to whatever relationship you are having. And so your cards are basically showing that he's thinking you're a lot like the other woman. So maybe he truly deep down in his heart, maybe he is more of a lone wolf who really likes some kinky gay stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm guessing here. You know, I'm guessing here. So, but for you, the rest of your cards, everything else except what is attached to him looks great. It always does.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. You know, I will just text him, though, after we confirm that we're going to do such and such. And he did tell me yesterday. I said, well, we could go today to the junk store. They're open. And he said he had plans to go with the property manager hiking, but it depended on her leg. And I wasn't going to even check with him. I wasn't, you know, I just moved on out and went, you know, this and that and that and this. And his door was wide open. I didn't say anything to him, you know. I told him yesterday, you know, because we're right here with each other, you know, I like to give, we like, well, he said the same thing. I don't like to intrude on his, you know, if he's wanting to be, you know, I don't like it like, who was that show that, To the Moon, Alice, To the Moon. They were always intruding on
the Honeymooners.
Yeah.
The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason.
I have a really
important
question for you, hon. Does this really feel like a love affair with you? For you, do you feel
like this
is a beautiful romance?
Well, you know what, Deb? You know, I'm open. I'm open. I was going to head on to another bar that I knew there was going to be music, but I was too tired. I did push myself to these two. I have my quota, like a salesperson. I have my quota.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the meantime, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I just know it's right there. And, you know, when he comes at me, the attention is great. And I don't know, Deb. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
I think that he feels great affection for you. I do see that here. And he would love to work with you and share what he keeps bringing forward in the cards is like a commitment, like a marriage, a merger. You know, there's all different kinds of words for the Ace of Diamonds. But mainly it involves commitment and unity and all those wonderful things. But I don't hear from you that it sounds like a real romance.
It is for me, Deb. The thing is, today I was trying to pull it together, and I was trying to be solo out there in public and put on my game face, and maybe my game face spirit is with me still. I'm really disappointed that I fell into the chair and fell asleep. I would like to have gone bicycling. I didn't get it done. The time zone change is kicking me in the ass. And I'm going to go and sit on my pottery wheel and throw some pots and make a nice salad. And then I have to start all over again tomorrow. The week unfolds. And, no, I would love to, I don't know, Deb. I don't know. The whole thing is so fucking confusing, but I try to have my own life. You know, I call on my girlfriends. They know I'm in a mess here. And they understand, you know, and they try, they include me. They make some, man, one chick.
Yep, go ahead.
This one chick, she is human dynamo, and she has some stuff lined up. But like I said, he was sitting down to my dinner table, and she had just sent me the text, and I thought, man, if I had my druthers, I would have gone with her. She has some stuff lined up that sounded like it was going to be, and it was. The next day she said it was weird and it was fun. And I said, oh, I love being weird. I love it. And today it was weird, but it was fun too. I mean, that's my spaceship. I love those things. And so, but we had a good time at dinner.
Yeah. And if your relationship with him really floats your boat, none of us can, complain or criticize that. You know, to each their own, you know.
You know, I have one girlfriend, though, that's in the medical profession. She does not like that I go to bars by myself. She does not like it. And she keeps bringing him. She says, what about COVID?
I don't
COVID? Either. The numbers are going up.
Lisa, you've never asked me. But I think it's real chancy.
But she stays sober.
She's sober, but these men are not. And, you know, you go out to your car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I don't go out at night that often, but I haven't been out by myself. And I wouldn't do it with my grandsons here. But she, my friend, who's in the medical profession, brings up the COVID stuff. That's what she's worried. So I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I hope I don't have any contact. You know, because all those people are artists on different levels. You know, one person walked in one day when I was at a bar, and the music was playing, and it was so much fun. He looked like he'd been sleeping under the railroad tracks, and everybody was greeting him. I said, are you an artist? And it turned out he's an artist, you know, and he had
a show. There you go. There you go. Because they don't care. They're into their
I don't care. When I'm out like that, I don't care. You know, I just want to dance and have a great old time. And I do. You know, I do.
Yeah, but remember, they want to put you on the peg and spin you at the same time that you're just having a good time, you know. Then that's only, they don't do life dancing. They just do it to suck up to women.
Except the ones that do it to get on social media.
You don't dance
nowadays.
Oh, she doesn't dance with men.
No, God.
Who the hell do you dance with?
Women.
No.
Or herself.
We get up there. It's like tribal, you know, you just all dance, or sometimes, you know, I do my thing. I don't even pay attention. I don't pay attention. It's okay. And then I just go out to the car and leave.
You know what you ought to do? Take him on a trip to Sedona and let one of those people there, let one of them figure him out. You know, maybe he needs a witch doctor, or you know, somebody that can shaman down there. I believe in those people and their.
Well, you know, he and I have gone out together, and I don't like going out with him because he's a showman, and then I can sense his jealousy, and so I try to tone it down. See, when I'm out there by myself, I don't feel like anyone's watching me, or you know, like I have to prove anything. You know, I can do whatever
they're
I want.
They're watching your booty. Let me tell you. Yeah, they're watching your booty. Right?
Shake your booty. Shake your booty. I would like to rewind this conversation.
All right.
You were talking about like this romance, and she says it is for me. That's not how romance works.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-way freaking street ever. Oh, we're having it's a romance for me. Well, no, it isn't. If it's not a romance for the other person, it's a romance for nobody. It takes two people to have a romance.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I know I'm right. That one I'm not even going to argue with. That's bullshit if you think it's a romance for me. Well, either A, you're fucking insane, or B, you live in La La Land, or C, you are going up the river denial, but it takes two people to have a hot romance, and if one
but
is not into
it. I'm not signing on the dotted line until, you know, things change. I mean, I'm doing
I never said you were, but you made a comment that it's a romance for you. Doesn't work that way in life.
Well,
it's not
a romance,
for one person.
You know, yeah. I mean, I don't see anyone else bringing home. You know, I don't want to bring a whole bunch of guys home. I need to be careful in who I bring home. And
that's
you know what? I went to Target the other day, and I bought a lipstick. I can't believe how out of touch I am. And I was having this young sales girl, very, you know, gosh, she must have been about 18, 17. And she said, well, she pointed out a lipstick. She said, it didn't come off her lips. For days it was on her lips. I didn't listen to her. But today I put the lipstick on, and I thought, oh, my God, mother of God, how do I get this fucking lipstick off my lip? It was like
why?
A clown. And, but then when I was going out and I was at those places, I noticed that a lot of women are wearing this kind of lipstick.
Yeah, it's very bold.
What is it? Something? Is it some kind of long-lasting stuff
like
that doesn't
red?
Come off easily? Or is it just horish lipstick that's super out of control?
I put a bunch of Vaseline on it with toilet paper. I was rubbing some of it. Some of it came off, but the young sales girl said, it stayed on my lips for days. I didn't pay attention to what she was saying.
Well, I guess some people want that, I guess, because I guess a lot of times.
Well, yeah, because whatever you're drinking, if you're drinking water or whatever, you know, or you're eating french fries and
that's
you're dabbing your lips, you know, and the lipstick's still there.
That is true. I guess I could see that. I could see people wanting that. Because you go to a bar sometimes and you see all these glasses around with lipstick all over the top of it. It's like, oh, there goes all their fucking lipstick.
It doesn't come off. It doesn't come off on the glass.
The glasses.
So that means the guy's not going to have lipstick all over his schnitzel. You know, if they're really, he's not going to have any rings of honor or anything like that. Okay.
Oh, they want to know, Jim, do you like red lips? They want to know.
Jim.
That's weird because I would assume that that's a natural choice of a color because lips are kind of the shade of red.
We are hoping.
I mean, I don't want blue lips like somebody's dead, a corpse, you know, they're all turning blue or black. I don't like that goth black crap. That's gross. Unless it's
or they have shades. They have shades of red. You know, like it gets lighter.
Oh, you're right.
They
have 4 billion shades of red. You're right. I think they're talking about that bright whore lipstick. Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. That
poor
bright
whores.
But actually, you know what, though? That is not true. If that super bright red lipstick, sometimes they have an outfit where it just doesn't look so bad then.
But you really don't. Would you prefer pink?
I don't give a shit about lipstick. Who gives a fucking shit?
Well, what about you, Virgil? What's your preference? You don't like to kiss. Virgil's already told us. He's a pretty good-looking guy, Lisa. But I don't know if this thing with no kissing. I don't know. What do? Just throw them down? Go for the throwdown and...
Well, you know, in this day and age, geez, Manise, you can catch all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, well, like, when somebody's going down on you, think of the germs.
Well, it's not even so much as a day of age. That venereal disease shit's been around since people didn't even know what the hell it was, you know? It has. At least nowadays, they have a lot of cure for stuff they did not back in the day.
Well, listen, I like Jim's 4-step manifesto. When the lights go down, they're attractive. When the dick is in the mouth, they're attractive.
The master key.
Yeah, that's the rules of thumb when you go out at night. Don't wait for the ugly lights to come on. Go ugly early. That was
your
thing.
Your boss gave you that manifesto?
Yes.
Yeah, well, in the Navy, boss, you got to take all that with a grain of salt. Everybody's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but
everybody's not crazy in the Navy.
Navy sailors are like Superman.
They're like crazy.
You're not even near. Where is she? Arizona? I don't think there's any kind of Navy base around there.
There shouldn't be a Navy base in there unless.
I don't know about Navy.
Somebody made an ocean.
Military. Yeah.
Oh,
they have lots of military. Yeah, they have lots of military.
Yeah.
Yes, are you going to spill a secret?
I don't think she was going to spill anything.
Yeah. So
Virgil's still
go for the bright red. Yeah.
Spill the wine.
Yeah. What's the rest of it? Spill the wine.
Take the girl or bang the girl or I don't know. What is the line from that song? It's a weird song.
But the line in
the song. No, that's a different song. That's two different songs now.
I love those songs. I love weird songs.
It is a weird song. Spill the wine, take the girl. Isn't there something like that? And he's telling the story, and they're telling, and then she said to me, and then you hear this chick in the back going, but she never said any words.
That story, though, was called Medina,
Tone Loke, where the two songs are almost identical music, just different words.
Oh, Medina.
Funky Cole Medina and The Wild Thing, they're almost the exact same music. Almost exactly. It's all this Wild Thing. But it was good. It was 80s, man. They were learning how to do rap and hip hop back then. Excuse me. I'm on real carbonation now.
Uh-oh.
It's hitting me.
Well, Lisa, these are things maybe to just think about a little. You know, you are a real catch. If you were more of a kind of a slutty, whorish.
She doesn't need to be somebody
else.
Well,
if you were, it would be easier. Because you'd kick this clown to the curb. Excuse me.
Hey, you know what?
I will gladly call him a clown. I am not going to excuse that. That mother kicked him for clown.
And I had a lot of boyfriends that I lived with different times. I don't know about a lot. But, you know, so, I mean, it's a different time. It's a different age. And so, and then I looked next door, so it's weird. It's a weird setup. And I don't know. Gab, I'm sorry, you guys. I just keep calling and asking, and I don't know.
You have no idea how many people you are helping.
Nobody needs to be sorry. You called in, you waited. Everybody.
Well, now he's given me a mandate never to say sorry again. And I think, well, what can I say? I can say F you. I can say, you know, I can, well, I don't know. Who knows?
He's really hung up on the control thing, isn't he? Where you can only discuss certain subjects.
Well, and I smack him down verbally too, but sometimes, you know, I just don't have the wind in my sail. I just don't want, and that's when I say, look, I'm going to go up to the mountain. I'm going to go reflect on stuff. And then I don't go up to the mountain.
Yep.
You know, take off and go look.
Go tell it on the mountain.
And I knew he, you know, wanted me to invite him again, but I'm tired of inviting him. He needs to, and I'm going to tell him that. I'm tired of inviting you. You're going to have to step up and create some of these engagements yourself, and then we'll text it, put it on the calendar, whatever.
Whatever.
ever. Get back together again. Says the billionaire.
Oh, be prepared now. You've found her sure to come true.
No.
You have another... What are we, a skirmish with him? Should we call it that?
You don't need a frickin' set of cards. They're going to have a conflict every week at least.
Yeah.
Good Lord Jesus. It would actually be like, holy crap, I don't see a conflict in 10 days. That would be the miracle of all miracles if you saw them not having some kind of a disagreement in 7 days.
Some people really get off on arguing, disagreements. I mean, maybe it's like...
Oh, we really? We are going to have... Hey, Deb, you know what I was wondering? Because I'm supposed to go with him on November 14th. I wonder if he's going to cancel with me on that, because I've been asking him, because I put it on the calendar, and I could really do it on my own. I don't need to go with him. But I'm wondering if he's going to do some kind of shenanigans on that day.
Shenanigans.
That could be, because it's going to leave you wondering, and this has got the three clubs there. Where it means it is on the way, okay? And with it is a jealousy, resentfulness for you. And I just think he is so unreliable that you should prepare yourself.
Assume the worst.
Oh, dear God.
Always assume the worst. That's what you got to – remember that movie?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson? as good as it gets. This might be as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, what if that's it?
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's for, I don't need cards. This is it. This is what you got.
Well,
honey.
You know, I think this is what
love
I
a long
think
time.
I think, like, I kept ignoring him and today, you know, and I was doing my own thing and I was all dressed up and blah, blah, blah. And I had the red glowing lipstick on. So I think he's in there reconnoitering.
Reconnoitering. I'm no.
What does that mean?
Regrouping.
Okay. All right.
On his wall map. You know, moving the pins around his wall map.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a war. I must regroup and gather my forces and plan my next attack.
Oh my God.
Okay, November
14th.
What can I do to jack her around?
Yeah, everybody sees that when you do that.
Oh.
It's not
private.
No,
yeah.
It isn't. Nope.
Okay.
It just makes it clear to who it's for.
All right. Well, that is connoitering. I like that. Is it actually a word?
I've heard something. He said reconnoitering.
Or connoitering.
Hey, you know what? I have no problem with massaging the English language to fit your needs. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
I say a lot of things all the time that are funny.
Isn't reconnoitering a
vulture? You know what? At least, I don't know if it has anything to do with coitus. I don't know. Sounds like rhymes with. Do you notice, Deb?
What?
The fan spinning. Look at the little bunny above me.
What bunny?
Look at it. Oh, looks like it's got psychedelic flashing lights.
And when you look at it, it's not doing it.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. I just looked it up on the dictionary. It says make a military observation.
Reconnoitering?
Did you look up reconnoitering or just connoitering?
Yeah, reconnoiter. And then reconnoitered, and the example sentence is they reconnoitered the beach some weeks before the landing. That's what's going on next door.
So that's like reconnaissance.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So undershirt to happen. He's creating the undershirt to happen.
I don't think that's what you meant, though. You didn't mean it as a reconnaissance thing. You meant like that he was like regrouping.
It is a real word.
Regrouping, re-strategizing.
Look at that. We today, for once in our lives, we gained education and knowledge today.
Oh my God.
We learned a new word.
We did.
And none of us thought it was
real. I thought you something. You military experts about the military. I don't know how I came up with that word. I love that word. I love using it. Nobody really knows.
There's
many
different
what does that mean?
Ways to say it, I noticed. You're right. Reconnoiter.
I will sleep better now knowing the definition of that word. I will sleep much better today.
Well, I really think, though, that this relationship by the end of the year is what I'm noticing
it's
a trend.
It's not that far away.
I'm noticing a trend, though, that it is going through its own evolution in terms of how you see it and how he sees it.
I think it's going into oblivion.
And that could very likely
be. Like it's going to be infinity. It's never going to have an ending place, is the way I see it. It's going to, like I said, that movie titled As Good As It Gets, I think you're locked in at this point if you don't make any changes, either one of you. But you know what?
Well,
you do what you do. You're having the one person romance. You're happy with that. You go at it.
Yeah, a tater tot casserole romance.
It's a romance for her. That's all that matters.
It's a tater tot casserole.
But you know what? I get my jolly. I get my thrill on Blueberry Hill by going out.
You knew when Richie came home singing that song, you knew he got something.
Yeah, but he sang it just for stupid things. He kissed a girl. He didn't bang anybody sideways or anything.
Kissed a girl and I liked it.
I don't think he said that because Richie Cunningham wasn't a lesbo. Of course, I don't know. I mean, he's Ron Howard. He's a famous director now.
Yeah,
but.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, Ron Howard. I love that guy.
We are going to have to keep very close surveillance of this situation.
You got to do a lot of reconnoitering.
Yes.
Reconnaissance
you know,
is
you're
very
always
important.
Asking me. You're always asking me to go in there and look at his pills. No.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the camera in there, my phone, and take a picture of the wall map with all those pins on there. See where my name is?
You can do that. I mean, when it comes to pill bottles, you can spin them around and take pictures of them so you don't waste a lot of time.
How to get back at her. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to get back at her. Because I know he does that. He does get back at me. I know he does that.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
gosh. You're too funny for, oh, my God. You make me laugh so hard. But that's good. That's healthy. People need to laugh more. They
what
really do.
What a fucking steamy hot romance that motherfucker is. Holy crap. It's going to burn your freaking panties off. It's so smoking hot.
One of our ladies on Facebook is saying, maybe if you grew a mustache, that might help.
John has a long mustache.
Hey, you know, that's trendy. That is trendy for ladies to have mustaches. My grandson, I took him to a big old carnival out at the ranch, and there were women on the face painting. I mean, adult women. It was so cute. They were getting face-painted mustaches, and I'm seeing it on social media. That's trendy for women to get mustaches. You know, that's a good song.
All
you
got to do is be an Italian chick. They don't need to for them to have any painting on. Just be an Italian bitch. That's
they have a lot of facial hair and a lot of hair everywhere else.
You're like cave bitches.
I was driving down the highway a few years back, and I heard this noise in my new-to-me car, and I thought, oh, my God, my car's breaking down. What the heck is that? It turned out to be that battery-operated mustache flipper. You know, you put it in your nose, and it was going off in my cosmetic bag.
What in the hell is a battery-operated mustache flipper?
I know you guys were going to think I was going to go right into battery-operated sex toy. No, it was battery-operated.
I don't like it.
You put it in your nose, and you clip your nose.
Oh, it's a nose hair clipper.
And it was going off in my cosmetic bag. I thought my car was having car problems.
I know. Well, you know, at least it was... It wasn't a King Kong vibrator or something, big black mamba chasing and rattling and rolling or something like that. Little bunny ears.
When the cop pulls you over and you're reaching in the glove box and your sex toy goes off, as he says, give me that registration and the sex toy goes off.
You could hand him a big blue dildo or something and say, whoops, sorry, I thought it was going to be
Never mind, I'm not going.
We should probably.
We're going to have to go.
We should probably put a bow on this
first
present.
First, you have to clarify, what do you mean? Has Jim got one?
So first of all, you got a 30-second delay, so it could be over anything we said in the last 15.
All right.
You know, forever. All right, Lisa.
Lisa, we love talking to you. Don't you ever stop calling.
We
got to
go, though.
You guys.
It's a Sunday night. This is not one of the nights we can go for a long show. This is not one of those nights.
Yeah,
Sunday. We've already extended beyond our point of view. Yes. All right.
Well,
she's still here listening. I didn't know she was. I thought she was done talking. But Lisa's still listening.
Well, we love
she's
you,
still with
Lisa.
Us.
And I love her laugh. You know, it's wonderful when somebody can be, you know, it's a real word, too, situationship. I learned that from one of my clients. And I looked it up, and sure as hell, it's an undefined relationship between two people. So it's called a situationship. And maybe that's what Lisa and the neighbor guy have, is a situationship. It's not really defined. It's rather murky at times.
I don't think they have a damn thing.
He said a nose clipper.
Gee, thanks, Deb, and I already responded.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why don't you have to do your nose?
I don't have a nose clipper thing.
Nobody's got eyebrows right now. We could braid. We literally could braid them. They need clipping so bad. He's mad at me because I think his beard is too long. You know, and he said, what did you say? I have no control or any kind of whatever.
All I basically said was you're full of shit, basically. You're one single human on this planet, and that's your one opinion. And if you look around in the world, most of them are way longer than mine, so I am on the shorter end of your average beard.
Except that to me, a beard like this looks like he has vagina on his face.
Well, so be it. You know, it is what it is. It's wintertime. Even though it was 70-some degrees today.
You like these, what are they, Columbia shirts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are really summer shirts.
They are summer shirts. Today was 70-some degrees out.
Back here it has netting.
Yeah, I said it's got layers and
so
different,
it sweats
different designs, so it ventilates real well.
Yeah.
It ventilates really well. I got like six of these bastards. Different colors, of course. All right.
Also, I wanted to put out here. Terry Sue approached me. She's gone now. But she approached me and wanted to know if I wanted to, like, exchange Christmas presents with her. And I said yes. And today, actually, I picked her up something. Got to get it in the mail since God only knows how long it's going to take.
What's the big announcement for her?
Because if any of the rest of you would like to do that, I would be happy.
That's great. You know what? We'll just, instead of just spending a fortune on each individual mail, we'll just buy our own plane and have it shipped out. You know how expensive that is to ship shit around the world? Have you done it recently?
Not recently.
Don't volunteer to send 17 different people in different countries shit.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
sakes alive.
Marty down in Australia. He used to send us stuff all the time. And we did the same.
That wasn't 17 different fucking people.
But I bet we can go on Amazon and get it shipped for...
That's a different ballgame. You didn't say that.
Do you have Amazon? Oh, UK?
Everybody's got Amazon.
Because with Japan, I could send all kinds of things to Japan.
Everybody's got Amazon.
No food. Nothing edible. Oh, Suzanne says she'd like to see us. And listen, I'm telling you, that trip is on my agenda. I'm coming.
So is her trip to Jupiter. I'm not sure which one's going to happen first exactly.
Yeah, so I would love to. I got to go see stuff in the world. I mean, people talk about all these things. My own mother has been to see Buckingham Palace. And she's been to Scotland and Ireland and, you know, all over the place. That was with her.
Okay.
Second husband.
So when you're dead and they're shoveling dirt on top of your coffin, does that make that dirt more special when it hits?
He was actually beginning to die when they went to, he wanted to go.
Who's he? You never even talked.
Dick.
You didn't even say that until just
Dick.
Now. But it doesn't matter. This bucket list. What if you do all these things on your bucket? What difference does it make when you kick the bucket,
well,
so to speak? What does it do for you?
I think.
It's like being rich. You can't take money with you when you get freaking toastified.
Expansion of consciousness while you are alive.
Okay. But it's not even in that. It's like you have a list. I got to do these things.
So would I, Michelle. So would I. So let's win some money. Let's do some lotteries.
I'd rather see the monolith that was on the moon in 2001 Space.
Oh,
Odyssey.
Would you? Oh, was it real? Or is it a fake?
It was 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I never watched it.
You saw
it? Oh, Virgil's going to send you some nose clippers. And I bet you would like a shirt, one of these Columbia shirts. But I wonder, would you be a medium or a large?
Oh, I'll be damned if I'm sending that.
Well, I can send. He's terrible.
Because you... That's all right.
Vegas. I could do Vegas.
Why would we just stop there? Let's do nothing but just hit every single country in one trip.
That a Vegas junket is really cheap because they want you to come there and gamble.
Well, you know, yeah.
Is Atlantic City.
Yeah. But if you go in season, you will spend a lot of money.
Well, I don't know.
I know. You're talking about just the one thing itself.
You went to Monte
travel.
Carlo. I never got to go there.
I was in a goddamn Navy. I didn't get on an airplane and fly over there and stay at a hotel.
No, but didn't you go in and play some games?
Most of the tables you couldn't touch with a 10-foot pole unless you were filthy rich. There was a couple, maybe $5 or $10 blackjack tables. That was back in the 80s. Maybe.
Well, Michelle, I think you've got a great idea cooking there. The trouble is, I don't know that any of our international folks will, you know, come hopping over here to go to Vegas with us. But I would love that. I've been there a few times. Yeah, they've never, Well, last time was actually very bad circumstance, but I have put that aside. So, yeah, I think we should do something. Yes, that would be a perfect trip. And if it's a girl's trip, we could, what do they say? Goes on in Vegas, stays in Vegas. Oh, you would come, Virgil. Seriously, we can put money on that. I bet he would. He will. I've never been to Atlantic City. Is that just as fun?
No.
No, why? Isn't
it doesn't have all. It doesn't have all the great shows and stuff.
Oh, these guys are great. You guys, I love it. I do. You should. We should sign up.
I've been waiting for you.
And if
yakking,
any
yakking,
of
yakking,
you that are on Blog Talk would like to join us,
talking forever, Deb.
Please let me know.
Forever.
Alright,
everybody,
we're
going to
be on the
Soul Tomorrow. Join us. Just say an hour earlier, all the different times.
Sure.
An hour earlier than New Year's Eve.
We love having you with us. Bye-bye.
Long time.